Hi everyone, today's Perek of Rambam is the 9th chapter of Hilchos Gerushin. In this Perek, Rambam discusses the two things he's discussed in the previous Perekim, making a stipulation in a get, as well as making an agent to receive or give a get, and how those two are going to intersect. Halacha Aleph. Hamagaris tishto la'achar zman kabua, hari zi mugureshes kishi yagia zman shkava. When somebody divorces his wife after a certain set amount of time, so then she is divorced at the stage when that time has arrived. This is comparable to a stipulation in some ways, but also in other ways it is not comparable. It's comparable to a stipulation in the sense that she's only divorced at the stage when the time occurs. It is different than a stipulation, however, in the sense that when somebody divorces upon stipulation, then he has already done the act of divorce. Whereas in this case, he has not divorced her until the time comes. Lefikach, hamagarish al tznai, tzarech lichvol tzno, v'zeh eino tzarech lichvol tvaro, v'lo l'shar mishpadei atzno an shebi'arim. Therefore, when somebody divorces upon a stipulation, he needs to follow the rules of stipulation generally, such as doubling up the stipulation, speaking out both sides. Whereas in this case, he does not need to because it is not really a stipulation. Lachabes, Ketzad, the Rambam is going to illustrate more. Ha'omer l'ishto harei zekiteich, v'lo tiskarshi bo, ela achar shloshim yom. If somebody says to his wife, this is your get, but you should not be divorced with it until after 30 days have passed, ein megureshes bo, ela achar shloshim yom. She will not be divorced until after 30 days have passed. V'meis habal o abar get o nisra peso shloshim yom, eino megureshes. Therefore, if the husband dies or the get is lost in some fashion within that 30 days, so then she is not divorced. Halacha Gimel. Halacha v'nachto b'tzidei rishis harabim v'nignav o avad misham la'achar shloshim yom harezu megureshes ho v'haya get kayim b'yom shemis gareshes bo v'yichta oso b'makom she'ena rishis harabim sh'tzidei rishis harabim eina nekurishis harabim. If the wife then goes and takes the get and places it on the side of the public domain and it gets stolen or lost from there after the 30 days, in that case she's divorced, since the get itself was extant on the day that she was to be divorced with it, and she had placed it in a place which was not a public domain, since the size of the public domain don't quite qualify as the public domain. Halacha Dalet. V'chein im tala ha-gerushin b'maisa, dino k'din megarish achar zman. Similarly, if somebody had stipulated that the divorce should take effect based off an action, so then it too counts as a divorce after a period of time. Ketzad, the Rambam illustrates, g'on sh'amar l'isha harei zeh giteich lo tiskarshi bo ad sh'tzmili masayim zuz, harei zeh miskareshes achar sh'titein. For example, if somebody says to his wife that this is your get, but you should only be divorced with it once you give me 200 zuz, so in that case, she's divorced only once she gives the 200 zuz. And similarly, in this case as well, there's no need to double up the two sides of the stipulation or any of the other rules of stipulations. Because in this case, again, a subtle distinction, he hasn't actually made a stipulation, rather, he has said that he's only going to divorce her once the following occurs at that later stage. Now, what is the real difference between somebody who divorces on a stipulation versus somebody who had set an amount of time for the divorce or had hung it upon an action? With regards to somebody who divorces upon a stipulation, there is a divorce, but they haven't yet completed the divorce until the stipulation has been fulfilled. Accordingly, since the divorce has already begun, only being completed, though the get still needs to be extant at the time when the stipulation is fulfilled, it needn't be in her domain. And therefore, if it's not, she doesn't have to go and pick it up again because she had already received it once. Moreover, if she remarries somebody else prior to the fulfillment of the stipulation, she doesn't have to divorce that new husband, as the Rambam has already explained. However, if somebody had hung the divorce upon time or an action, so in that case, when the get reached her hand, it hadn't come into her hand with the intent to divorce, but rather merely as a deposit until the time that he had set or the action that he had set occurs. Therefore, when the time comes that get needs to be in her domain, and she either has to have it there, or to go and retake it, or it has to be in a place where it has been designated by her as a place that she can use, even if it doesn't actually belong to her, as Rama has already explained. And at that point, she'll be divorced with it. Similarly, if she were to remarry somebody prior to the fulfillment of the condition, in this case, we'll refer to it as a condition, such as the time occurring or the action occurring, then in that case, it is totally illegitimate that she's been remarried, and the child born of such a marriage will be illegitimate. She must divorce that husband, and she's viewed as a completely married woman because the divorce process hasn't begun.
If somebody hands the get to his wife, and he says to her, if you don't give me 200 zuz, then this is not a valid get, or you are not divorced, in that case, he hasn't divorced her at all. And there's no get whatsoever, not upon a stipulation, nor something which is hung on an action. And so too with anything similar to this. If somebody wishes to divorce his wife upon a stipulation, and that the real essence of that stipulation should be that he's not divorcing her until a set time, so then such an individual should enunciate the stipulation as a stipulation, but hang the stipulation upon his coming at a set time or him going at a set time. For example, I should say, if I don't arrive back here from now until 30 days, then this should be a valid get. And if I do come back here within 30 days, so then it should not be a get. And then he should handle the get. O yomer la, harei ze giteich me'achshav, im lo basi mikan v'ad shloshim yom. O harei ze giteich almana shelo avo l'medina zu ad shloshim yom. V'chein kol kiyotz b'zeh. Or he should similarly use a language which doesn't require him to double up the stipulation, such as saying from now, or from saying the language of on condition that, at which point then he doesn't need to double up, as has already been explained, and so too with any similar case. Hachas, his nalash ye get im lo ba ad shloshim yom l'medina zu, v'haya ba b'derech b'toch shloshim yom, v'chala o ekvo nahar, v'lo ba ad achar shloshim yom, harei ze get, afilu omei b'tzoveach, harei ni onos, she'ein onis begetin. If somebody had stipulated that this should be a divorce, if indeed he doesn't arrive by 30 days, and then though he was trying to come back within the 30 days, something happened, he became sick, or a river overflowed and prevented him from coming, and he ended up not coming back within the 30 days. So in that circumstance, even if he's standing and screaming that, no, it was an accident, it's not my fault, it's beyond my control, nonetheless, she is still going to be divorced because we don't recognize such forced situations as being relevant with regards to divorce. This is even true that he's expressed that he doesn't want to divorce her, since he hadn't formally nullified the get. If somebody had stipulated that she should be divorced upon him being away from her for 30 days, and he keeps on coming back and forth, and he never quite secludes himself within her, once the 30 days have passed, so then she's divorced. Even though he had been coming back and forth by her all that time, nonetheless, since he hadn't secluded himself with her, then we count it as not having fulfilled that statement, and therefore she is divorced. But when is that true? That's only true in this latter case. When the husband had initially stipulated and said that she will be believed, the wife will be believed, when she claims that I had not yet appeased her. However, had he not granted her that degree of trust, we are concerned that perhaps he had appeased her when he had come back and forth every one of those times, and maybe therefore she had waived his commitment to this divorce and he had gone and nullified the get when he had appeased her. Accordingly, because of this concern, this get is invalid once it is beyond 30 days. Similarly, the Rambam tells us, if somebody had said to his wife that this should be a get after 12 months, but he was within that same province as she, then we have to be concerned that maybe he had gone and appeased her during that time, unless he had initially granted her the credibility that she should be believed whenever she says that she hadn't been appeased. Hachiyod. V'chein kol tznan, shein tlumim beretzona. V'im ratzas umachlo usan levayla, batal haget. Choshen lo, shem appease, ad yomer neman esalai. Similarly, with regard to any stipulation which is hung upon her will, and that if she wants, she can go and waive it to her husband, in that case, then we are concerned that he might have appeased her unless we know that he has provided her with that degree of credibility. When is that true? That's with regards to somebody who's divorcing his wife from the latter stage of marriage, who has a certain degree of comfort with this wife, and we have to be concerned he might have appeased her. However, with regards to somebody who had been divorcing his wife merely from the first stage of marriage, before they've lived together, just from the first stage of Kedushin, so then we don't have to be concerned maybe he had appeased her. If the person had stipulated that this is your get from now, if I don't arrive within 12 months, we don't have to be concerned maybe he had arrived, because it is not common for people to appear only in secret. And therefore, if the time has been completed that he had set and he hasn't come, so then we can assume that he hasn't come at all and she's divorced. However, if he dies within the 12 months, even though it's impossible that he can come, and therefore it's bound to be that she'll be divorced, nonetheless, she should not go ahead and remarry somebody else in a circumstance where, now that this brother has died, the other brother would be obligated to do levirate marriage because the first brother hadn't had any children, until after 12 months have passed, once the stipulation has been fulfilled. If a healthy individual stipulates that this should be a get if he dies, or a sick individual stipulates that this should be a get if he dies from this sickness, so then he hasn't said anything of substance. Because the formulation of if I die indicates that the get should take effect after his death, but it also indicates that it should take effect from now. Therefore, if he says if I die, that indicates that he is saying that it should take effect after he dies. And accordingly, since there is no such thing as a get after his death, then it is not a meaningful statement. However, in contrast, if the husband says, this should be your get from now, if I die, or from today, if I die, in that case, it is a valid get, and she will be divorced upon his death. However, if the husband said to the wife that this should be your get from now or from today, after my death, and then he dies, in that case, it's unclear whether she has been divorced, because perhaps he has retracted from his initial statement of saying from now, from today, and he was relying on the latter statement of saying after his death. And again, there's no such thing as a get after one's death. Halacha tezvav. If somebody says this should be your get when the sun comes out from its sheath, and then he dies at night, so then that is not a get. If he says instead, on condition that the sun shine, and then he dies at night, in that case, she is divorced when the sun comes out and shines. If, however, he had made a stipulation saying that if the sun shines, then it should be a valid get, and if it does not shine, then it should not be a valid get, but then he died at night, so then that's not a valid get, because the stipulation has not been fulfilled until after he's died, and as we've seen beforehand, upon the stipulation's fulfillment is when the get will take effect. And in this case, he's already dead at that moment, and you can't have a get after one's death. Halacha tezayin. Shechimei rash gotav get leishto v'girsha v'amad enu yachol achzubo. If somebody was on his deathbed, and he had written a get for his wife, and divorced her, and then he became healthy, he is not allowed to retract. She'en gito kamat tanto, because unlike a gift that he might give, his divorce is different. She'im tomar yachzer bo, yomru gito l'achar misa yigarish, kimo matanto, she'en akona el achar misa. Because if we were to allow him to retract in this case, then people will come to say, just as somebody who's on his deathbed is able to gift something away with mere words, and yet if he becomes healthy, then it's no longer granted to that other person, but rather he gets it back. People will think the same thing is true with regards to his divorce. And they'll think in a case where he does indeed die, just as indeed the gift he had granted with mere word would take effect upon his death, so too the divorce can take effect upon his death. And that would be a terrible misconception, because again, a divorce cannot take effect after one's death. Lach Yud Zayin. Harizek Yitech Me'ayom, in Mesi Micholi Zeh, Benof Alav Bayis, O Nashcho Nachash, O Tarfu Ari, Ugyozi Bezeh, Umeis, Eno Get. If somebody says to his wife, this is your get from today, if I die from this sickness, and then instead of dying from that sickness, a house falls upon him, or a snake bites him, or a lion eats him up, or the like, and then he dies, then that's not a get. Lach Yud Ches. Amar La, Im Lo Yamun Me'choli Zeh, Benof Alav Bayis, O Nashcho Nachash, O Tarfu Ari, Harizu Safik Megreshes. If, however, he had said that if I don't get up from this sickness, and then he indeed doesn't get up from that sickness because he dies when a house falls upon him, or a snake bites him, or he's eaten by a lion, in that case, it's uncertain whether he's divorced. Harei zeh giteich me'achshav im meisi michol izeh, v'amad b'halach b'shok, v'chola, u'meis, omdeno so im machmas chali rishon meis, harei zeh get, v'imlav eno get. If somebody had stipulated that this should be your get, from now, if I die from this sickness, and then he seems to be healed, and he walks about in the marketplace, and then he gets sick again and dies, so then we evaluate whether or not it was from the original sickness that he had died. If so, then she's divorced, and if not, then she's not divorced. Im nitak mecholi lecholi lo amad b'shok, hariz aget ve'eno tzarech omeid. However, if he just goes from one sickness to a different sickness, to another sickness, as it would appear, so in that case, if he did not have the opportunity to get up and walk around in the marketplace, we say that it is a valid get, and we don't need to evaluate. Halach Yod Tes. B'chol Eilat Non, Kol Yom Shemetz, Zinas HaGet, Ad Sheyomaz V'yis Kaim Etznai, Har Hi Megureshes L'chol Davar, B'vaj L'yis Yachin Ima, K'mo Shiveranu. Now, with regards to all these different stipulations, for all the days that the get has been given from until the man dies, and the stipulation is fulfilled, in that case, she is divorced with regards to all matters. This is assuming, though, that he hadn't secluded himself with her, as Ram has already explained. Halachachav. If somebody is sick and he wishes to divorce his wife on condition that if he dies, she'll be divorced, so that way she won't have to deal with the process of levirate marriage. But if he gets healthy, then she should not be divorced. And he doesn't want to divorce her with a statement of saying, from now, in order so that it not cause him undue distress in his sickness, kahu kosei beget. This is what he writes in the get, achar shekosei batoriv, after he's written the major part of it. O omer la, kishnozin la get, or he says the following to her when he hands her the get. Im lo meisi lo yia get, vim meisi yia get, vim lo meisi lo yia get. If I don't die, it should not be a valid divorce. And if I do die, it should be a valid divorce. And if I don't die, it should not be a valid divorce. Kadesh yet nai kafel, behain kodim lav, therefore, this accomplishes him being able to make a real stipulation, which is doubled and has the positive before the negative, as we've seen earlier in Mishnah Torah. But it also enables him not to have to start off by talking about the bad thing happening. And then indeed, if he dies in this circumstance, she'll be divorced from the moment of his death, assuming the get had already reached her hands. Halachav Aleph. If the husband hands his get to another and says to him to acquire this on behalf of his wife in order so that she not have to deal with levirate marriage, and then the husband dies before the get reaches the woman's hand, in that case it's uncertain whether she's been divorced. Because for most women, it's considered a positive thing for them not to have to be involved with levirate marriage. Therefore, it's a case of doubt whether she's been divorced, since the get hadn't reached her hands, and ultimately, generally, with regards to divorce, we would say it's considered a negative thing for her. But in this case,
it's considered a positive thing, perhaps, for her, and somebody had acquired it without her knowledge on her behalf, that's why we are in doubt whether or not she's already been divorced. Chav Beis. Amr le'edim la'achar shnei masar chodesh, kisvu get v'tznu le'eshti. Oh, sh'amar lehem, kisvu v'tznu get le'eshti, la'achar shnei masar chodesh. If somebody says to witnesses, after 12 months, go ahead and write and hand this get to my wife. Or he says to them, write and give this get to my wife after 12 months. Hare ilu kosvin achar azman shekava v'noshin lehem. In that case, they can write it after the time that he has set and then give it to her. V'mkasvu b'soch azman, aval pish n'esnu la'achar azman sh'amar, eno get. However, if they write it too early, even though they give it to her only after the time that he had said, nonetheless, it's not a get. Kasvu achar zman kish amar umeis kodem sheinatein la, eno get. If they wrote it after the amount of time that he had said, but he died before they gave it to her, in that case, it's not a get. V'lem lo noda im misa kodema l'nisinas a get. Oh, nisinas a get kodema l'misa. Hare zu suffing begreshes. If it's not known, therefore, whether or not the death occurred before the giving of the get, or the giving of the get had occurred before the death, in that case, it's uncertain whether she's been divorced. Halacha chav gimel. Amar lehen kisvu tnu get l'ishti achar shvua, ein kosvin ela ad shana achar shvua. Amar lehen l'achar shana, kosvin al achar chodesh mishana shniya. Amar lehen l'achar chodesh, kosvin al achar shabbos mei chodesh sheni. Amar lehen l'achar shabbos, kosvin mei achar yom shabbos ad sof yom shlishi. Amar lehen kisvu tnu la kodem shabbos, kosvin mei yom revi ad sof yom shishi noshin la. If somebody says to these witnesses to write and to give the get to his wife after that Shemitah cycle, that 7-year cycle, they cannot write it until after 1 year has elapsed beyond that Shemitah cycle. Similarly, if he said after the year, so then they have to wait until after 1 full month from the 2nd year. If he says after the month, so then they have to wait until 1 week into the next month. If he says after the Shabbos, so then they have to write it in between that Shabbos and up until the end of Tuesday. If he says before Shabbos, so then that means from Wednesday until the very end of Friday. Halacha chaf dalet. Hare she'ichru achar zman sh'amar, v'achar kach kasvu v'nitnu la, kegon sh'amar lehen l'achar chodesh, v'kasvu v'nitnu la l'achar shtei shabbosos mechodesh sheni. Hare zeh pasul. If the husband had said a certain time, as illustrated in the previous halacha, and then they wrote it at a later time rather than an earlier time than what he had said. For example, if he said after this month, and then they wrote it 2 weeks into the next month, so then it's invalid on a rabbinic level. L'chav hei. Nisiyachit ima achar she'amar lehen l'chtov l'chtom l'itin la, hare ilu lo yichtivu. If the husband secludes himself with the wife after he had told them to write and sign and give the get, in that case, they should no longer write it. V'kav v'chomar devar. Ima get she'nitin la liyada k'shisiyachit ima nifsal get, shema bal, kav v'chomar l'zeh shelo nechtav. After all, if a get which has already been given to her when he secludes himself with her is going to invalidate the get because perhaps he had relations with her, then all the more so in this case where it hasn't even been written. And in fact, therefore, if they write it and give it to her after he secluded himself with her, so then it is not a get even on a biblical level. If one says to 10 people to write a get for his wife, so then one of them can write it on behalf of all of them. If he says all of you should write it, in that case, one of them writes it on behalf of all of them, but in the presence of all of them. Holichu get zel ishti, molichu echad mehen aydei kulam. Kuchem holichu get zel ishti, molichu echad mehen b'maymit kulam. Similarly, if he says to 10 people, bring this get to my wife, one of them is able to go and bring it on behalf of all of them. But if he says all of you bring it to my wife, so then one of them brings it, but in the presence of all of them. Halacha chav zayin. Amar la sara kisvu get v'chismu v'tznu l'ishti. Echad mehen kosev, shnayim mehen chosven, v'echad mehen nos nola. If he says to 10 people they should write and sign and give the get over to his wife, in that case, one of them writes it, and 2 of them sign it, and 1 of them gives it to her. V'afilu haya kosev echad mishnei ha'edim shechasmu bo, hu ha'shliach sheninu la, hare zeh kasher. And even if the one who had written it was also going to be one of the witnesses who signed on it, and was also the messenger to bring it to her, in that case, it's valid. Amar lehen kulchem chasumu, kulam chosmu. If he says to all of them, all of you should sign it, then indeed they all must sign it. Vim manan, bein shemana kulam, bein shemana mektasan. Amar lehen chasumu, harizek omar kulchem chasumu, vishnayim shechosmu metchila, hein mishum edim, vashar mishum tenai. And if he counted them, whether he counted all of them or he counted a few of them, and he said, you should sign it, In that case, it's as if he said all of you should sign it. And therefore, two of them sign it initially as the actual witnesses. And the remainders have to do it because of the stipulation he has supposedly made. Lefikach im hayu ashar psulin och smu ze hayom ze lemachar afilu yom harbe hari ze kasher. Accordingly, if the other ones, not the first two, are invalid witnesses, or they signed on different days, one to today, one to the next day, in that case, even if it had been a long time between them, it's still going to be valid, because it was only because of the stipulation, not for the fundamental working of the get. Meis echad mehen kodem chasima hari ze get batal. If one of them dies, though, before the signature, so then it's an invalid get. However, if one of the first two was invalid, so then the get is invalid on a rabbinic level. Because there is a concern that people will say with regards to other documents that that document is going to be valid even though the witness was invalid, as long as there were many other witnesses. And in fact, the only reason why we allow this in a case where there are many witnesses on this get is because of the fact that fundamentally the ones who are causing the divorce to occur are the witnesses who witnessed the exchange of the get. Chazal instituted that when somebody says to numerous people to write a get or to sign or to bring it to his wife, in that case, if it's regard to writing, so then he should say it in a formulation where one out of all of you should write the get for my wife. And similarly, if it was with regards to bringing the get, he should say one out of all of you should bring it. And if it was with regards to signing it, he should say two out of all of you should sign it and then give it to my wife. Now, why was it that Chazal had instituted that the witnesses on a get should only sign in the presence of one another? Gzeira shema yomar l'rabim kulchem chasimu, im tomar chosmin zeh shelo b'fnei zeh, shema yidu shnayim v'titol haget b'yada, v'tachshov shekvar yidu bo, v'dayan lo niskayim atzanai. Because there is a concern that perhaps the husband will say to a large group of people that all of them should sign it, the language of all of you should sign it, and then if he said that they should sign it without them being present, so it's possible that two of them will go ahead and sign it, and the wife will end up getting the get. She'll think that it's already been testified on, it's already been signed by two people after all, and she won't realize that there had been a condition of all of you signing it, and in that case, the stipulation hasn't been fulfilled, and she's not really divorced. Lach alamed. Amr l'shlosha, shnayim mikem yichtivu get l'ishti, v'yichtimu, v'yinu la, v'ya behen av ubno, b'en shechasam av ima echad, b'en shechasam ben ima echad, hari ze get kasher. If somebody said to three people that two of you should write a get for my wife and sign it and give it to her, and amongst those three people was a father and a son, whether it was the father who had signed along with the other one, or whether it was the son who had signed along with the other one, then that is still a valid get. Sha'adam osa ben shliach makamav, because it's conceivable that a person would make the child be the messenger for the get in place of the father. Halach alam and aleph. Amar l'shnayim kisvu v'chasmu v'tnu l'plomri sh'yolach l'ishti, o tnu l'shliach sh'olach la. If somebody says to two people that they should write and sign and give a get to an individual who will then give it to his wife, or similarly say, give it to this particular messenger who will bring it to my wife, in that case, one of them writes it and both of them sign it and they give it to that messenger. If they themselves decide that they're going to go and bring it to the wife and they do so, it's not a valid get, because he had never made them into messengers to divorce. Ketzad yasu. So what should they do in that case? Yilu oso mimena. They should take it back from her. Yenu l'shliach. They should give it back to that messenger who had been appointed. V'chozer benasnu lo b'fneihem o b'fneiacher. And then that individual should go ahead and give it to her in their presence or in the presence of other people. V'rabosai horu beget zeh b'davar she'enu nira b'bnei shibosh shahib b'nischal shalahem. The Rambam then notes that some of his teachers had ruled with regards to this get something which does not seem to be correct, but he blames it on some mistake that had been in their texts, which he has worked around. Lach lamed beis. Amar la sofer ksov li get l'ishti, kisvu v'nitnu l'baal, v'lo edim, v'nitnu l'baal, v'nitnu l'shliach, v'amar lo, tein get zel l'ishti b'fnei edim, v'halach l'shliach, v'nitnu l'ba b'fnei edim, harizu savig megreshes. If the husband says to the scribe to write a get on behalf of his wife, and indeed, the scribe does so, he writes it and he gives it to the husband, without any witnesses, and the husband takes it and gives it to a messenger and says, give this get over to my wife in front of witnesses. And indeed, the messenger goes ahead and gives it to the wife in front of witnesses. In that case, it's uncertain whether she's divorced. This is because the messenger, though he is one witness, is not believed to permit this woman who is defined as an erva. The only reason he's believed is because of the fact there had been witnesses who had signed on this get, and we assume that they have been as if they were checked out and based in until we have somebody complain against them. However, if we have two witnesses who testify the husband had handed this get over to this messenger in order to divorce with it, then she is indeed divorced. If somebody says to a messenger to give the get to his wife in a particular place, and then the messenger gave it to her in a different place, that is not a valid get. However, in contrast, if the husband had said that his wife is in a particular place, and then the messenger gave it to her in a different place, then it is a valid get, because of the fact that the husband was merely trying to direct the messenger as to where to go. If the husband had said to the messenger, don't give it to her unless it's going to be in the house, and he gives it to her in the attic. If he says, don't give it to her unless it's with your right hand, and he gives it with his left hand. If he says, give it to her on this particular day, and he gave it to her at some earlier time within that time, so then it is not a valid get. If the husband says, don't give it to her unless it's on this particular day, and then the messenger gave it either at some earlier point or some later point, and it's not a valid get, because in that case, the husband had been particular with regards to that actual day. And so too with any case which is similar. Similarly, if the wife says to her messenger to receive the get on her behalf in a particular place, and then the messenger received it in a different place, then it's not considered a valid get. If she says, bring me my get to a particular place, and then he brings it in a different place, in that case, it is valid. If somebody says to his messenger to take the get to his wife, or if he had said, you should take it, in either case, then if that individual becomes sick or for some reason isn't able to continue being a messenger, so he's able to send it in the hand of somebody else. However, if the husband had said that you should take a particular object from her and then give her the get, in that case, he is not able to send it in the hands of somebody else. If, nonetheless, the messenger goes and sends it in the hand of somebody else, and the wife comes out to greet the messenger, and she presents that object first, and then afterwards he gives her the get, in that case, she's divorced. If the reverse order is done, he first gives the get, and then only afterwards she gives the object. So then in that case, she is not going to be divorced, even had it been the first messenger who had done so. Because in this case, he violated that which the husband had told him to do. By first giving the get and only afterwards taking the object, well, that's the opposite of what the husband had said. He had said, first take the object and then give the get. And therefore, since it's something which most people would be particular about, then it is something which is not going to make it a valid shlichos of the get. Halacha lamed zayin. Amar lo tein la get v'tol mimena chifetz ploni, hari zet lo yishachanu biyad acher, she'im ritzono she'yeh piktono biyad acher. If the husband had said to this individual to give her the get and take a particular object from her, in this way saying give the get first and then take the object, in that case, that individual is not supposed to go and send it in the hand of somebody else, because the husband doesn't want his own item to be in the hands of somebody else. And in that case, then, if the messenger transgresses and sends it in the hands of somebody else, then regardless of which was given first, the get or the object,
then she is still divorced. Halacha lamed ches. Da'asam ha'ket l'shliach. V'amar lo, ay ne'ula ela ata. V'nosh no la'acher, v'ne'ula, eno get. If the messenger was told by the husband to himself give the get and not to give it to somebody else, and then he ended up giving it to somebody else, in that case, then it's not a valid get. V'chenem amar lo, at ne'ula ela ata. Ela t'ne'u l'ploni, v'hu ye'ne'u la, v'ne'ula shliach ha'rishon, eno get. V'isha lo aso, shliach l'gershon. Similarly, if the husband says, you should not give it, rather I want you to give it to somebody else, and then the first messenger decides, no, I'm going to give it myself. In that case, it's also not a valid get, because the messenger was never appointed by the husband as a messenger to divorce. Halacha mites. Nasam lo get, v'amar lo, holi get zel ishti. Amar lo ashliach, eni makira. Amar lo apa, t'ne'u l'ploni, hu makira. If the husband gives the get to an individual and says to him to bring it to his wife, the individual responds back to the husband, I don't recognize her. The husband says back to that individual, give it to somebody else then. He singles out an individual who recognizes her. Then that first individual was not a messenger to divorce. He's only able to give the get over to that individual who the husband had singled out. And it's that individual who has become the messenger of the divorce. And he's the one who has the ability to either give it to her or to send it in the hand of somebody else if he becomes ill or is unable to fulfill the mission. If the husband gives the get to a messenger and says to him, don't give it to her until 30 days have passed, and that messenger becomes sick, or for some reason prevented from filling that capacity during that 30 days, then he's able to send it in the hand of somebody else. Even though at the moment he has not been a messenger for a divorce, because he can't divorce her right now, since after 30 days he will be a messenger of divorce, he's able to appoint a different messenger who will serve to give the divorce after 30 days have passed. Lachem Mem Aleph, the final lach in this long parak. B'meder Murm, when is this true? B'shelo haya baila ima b'medina, o'shayza mizgareshes min erisin. This is true when the husband was not in the same province as her, or when she would be only being divorced from the first stage of marriage, of Kedushin. Av imizgareshes min ha'nisuin, u'baila ima b'medina. However, if these two conditions are there, that he is divorcing her from the latter stage of marriage, of nisuin, and the husband is also in that same province with her, we have to be concerned that maybe the husband will have appeased her. And therefore, in this case, such a messenger is unable to make a new messenger within 30 days, unless the husband had said that the wife will be believed to claim that he had not appeased her. However, this messenger is able to give it to the wife after 30 days, and we have to be concerned with regards to him maybe having appeased her, as the Rambam explained, until the point where the husband has said that she is going to be believed when she claims that he had not appeased her. Have a wonderful day.